Dunkel was a kind of a person that you really didn't want to argue with or give a hard time because he got pretty upset sometimes. You know, just to say the wrong thing would have been just like catastrophic. I mean, he would have done things that would probably, I don't know, I would guess say make you uncomfortable for about 2 or 3 days after. But you didn't want that to happen. You just had to be nice to Dunkel. Dunkel did crazy things sometimes. You know what he used to do just for fun? He used to go what he called net cars. Now, what's that, you'd think? Well, he used to take a walk down by the highway and have a great big net. And it was like in a ball shape. He rolled it up. And then when a car came by, he'd throw it at the car in such a way that it would open up right over the car and just go right on top of it, and it would be netted right there. Then he would just run up and just grab the car and pull it off to the side of the road. Then he'd get his net back again and then go off and try to get another car. And it was just like a challenge. How many cars could he net in that night? Well, a lot of people got really shook up about that, because when that net came over the car, you tell me that wasn't a surprise. So he did that for a little while until he got caught. And, of course, after that, he really didn't try to do that anymore, because he was told right out, if you do it again, we're going to net you. And he didn't like that. He didn't want to hear anything about that. So all he could do is go to the back alleyways and stuff and try to net people on bikes. He tried, but he couldn't do it because he was afraid to. He couldn't get himself to throw the net over the people riding by on their bikes. He thought, if they catch me, they're going to net me. I don't want to be netted. He did not want it to happen to him. So what did he do? He talked to his brother, Jenko. Jenko, he didn't really like doing silly things like that. He was a pretty straightforward person. He wanted to do things that were just ordinary and didn't have any kind of repercussions whatsoever. So that's what he did every single day. That's all he did. He stayed straight. Didn't mess around with any kind of goofiness or try to get in trouble or do shenanigans that would just cause all kinds of disruptions and havoc with everybody. He didn't want to do any of that. He wanted to just be himself. And he was. That's what made him, I guess you'd say, a good guy. Known as the good guy, you know, so. But that was okay. That was okay. He didn't mind one bit. That's what he was going to do anyway. He figured that, well, by the time he was old enough to know better, it would fit in just right. And he was almost there too. He had about 3 more years before he would know better. So he was just waiting for that. And when that hit, from that point forward, he knew he would be a clean sail right through life. He thought it was going to be good, very good. Well, one of these days, he said, I'm going to do something that's going to kind of twist things around a little bit, just for some excitement. Just a little bit of excitement. I'm going to go around and paint tires on cars. I'm going to paint pictures on them. Or maybe just a couple of lines. Or just write all names all over them or something. He was going to do all kinds of silly things. But he wanted to do it in one night and one night only. And it wasn't going to be Halloween. He wasn't going to do that. Everybody was going to do that on Halloween. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to do something, believe this, I want you to listen close. He wanted to do something where he was going to get caught. Why would somebody want to do something intentionally and get caught? Well, his philosophy was he was going to see how far he could go, how many tires or how many vehicles he could, what they call, tag, and not get caught. That was his goal. He didn't care if he was going to get caught. In fact, he was almost excited about getting caught. But he was going to just see, how far can I go without getting caught, he would think. Well, let's just find out. Late one night, when he was walking home from his friend's house, he had a little canister of paint. And in his back pocket, he carried his little paintbrush just in case he would need it on the way home. Well, he was going to pull his little shenanigan there. He was going to go over to the parked car, the one over there, the little blue one over there. He was going to go over there and paint the tires. He was going to just put some stripes on it, that's all. Nothing more, just stripes and things like that. That's all he was going to do. I wasn't going to get carried away and paint all over the car itself, all over the windows and things, just the tires, just a couple of stripes here and there. Well, he walked up to the car, and he squatted down, and he looked around. He reached into his back pocket and pulled out the paintbrush, and he reached into his other, bigger pocket, and he pulled out a little container of, I guess it was paint, and he opened up the lid, and he dabbed his paintbrush into it, and then as soon as he was about to paint on the tire, somebody was standing right behind him and said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Nothing, I'm not doing anything, I'm just picking up my paintbrush that fell.
And it did fall, because he was so frightened, I mean, he got so shocked, scared, that he dropped his paintbrush and it fell on the floor, or should say, fell on the sidewalk, and he said, "Oh, geez, I dropped it, I'm sorry, holy smokes,
I'm just going to put it away here, and I got to go, I'll see you, bye."
"Well, you better get going, and don't come back either."
He knew what he was up to, and he didn't want to let him think he didn't know. So there he was, walking back home now, and he thought, "Woo, man, I almost got caught on that one." He technically got caught. You could actually say he did get caught, but he didn't call the police, and that's the thing. He'd have to call the police to have him basically arrested or cited for something like that, but he didn't. He didn't call anybody. He didn't have anybody, but I tell you what he did do. He did inform the police, and he made them aware. So they were out riding around, and they were told about him. And the guy told him exactly what he was wearing, what he looked like, basically how tall he was, and what the area he was in. So when the police drove around in that area, they looked for that person. They knew he had a blue jacket on. They knew he had blue or black pants on, tennis shoes. And he was carrying a paintbrush in his back pocket, even if it was already used. Well, the police came around the corner, and there he was, right in front of him. I mean, you couldn't ask for an easier catch. They walked right up to him and said, "Okay, hey, you, hey, come here. Come here, I'm going to talk to you a minute." And just at that point, he started running. And the police, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hey, wait, come here, come back here." And they started running after him. This little guy was really fast. I mean, he was fast. He scooted around bushes, around trees, and right through the alleyway there, and right in over the fence and through the yard, and went completely all the way down into the front of the house and down the rest of the way. And the cops were right behind him. They jumped over everything he did. They jumped over the fence, and it ran through the yard and everything else. It did the same thing, followed him right through. Why, I tell you, they were just about only about 10, 15 feet behind him the whole way. Well, the crazy part is, as soon as he went around the corner, the little guy there, he stopped right there, and the cops kept on going down and went and kept running. Well, whoo, that was a close call. Whoo, and he came around back this way again. He was so out of breath. It was just unbelievable. He ran so fast. He probably ran 3 blocks. He was really tired. Well, luckily they didn't catch him. You would call that a success. Ah, that was a good one. They didn't catch me there, and I hope the heck they don't. So he managed to make his way home, and he managed to go through the door and went into the house, and his dad said, "Where were you?" And he said, "I was just outside coming back from Dillman's house."
"What were you doing there?"
"Well, I was just talking to him. We were playing some cards and stuff."
"Well, come on, but I know what you're doing."
"Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about?"
"You're finally getting trouble, weren't you?"
"What?"
"You're trying to get in trouble, weren't you?"
"No, I wasn't trying to get in trouble."
"Don't tell me. I know you."
Well, his dad was not happy with him at all, and he just did not accept it one bit. He told him,
"Oh, you're going to bed right now. Don't come down here tomorrow morning."
He said, "Okay, all right, I'll go to bed. I didn't even do anything."
"Just go guard."
Okay, well, he was really upset. Really upset. He did not want his kid to get in trouble whatsoever.
"I'm going to try that again."
"Okay, okay, I didn't do anything."
"Go to bed."
Okay, well, he went to bed and laid there in bed. He was thinking, I don't know if this is even worth it, doing this stuff. I don't want to get in trouble, but, you know, it would be kind of fun to get arrested, he thought. Crazy idea. But that's what he thought, you know, kids being kids, what they do, you know, what they think. And he just thought it was
going to be found to be arrested, but I guess that was just a fluke thought. One of those wonder what that would be like ideas. So he laid there and he thought to himself, you know, this is not the best thing to do. This is just absolutely not the best thing to do. Well, it was a long day, that's for sure. And he put his stuff away, of course. He had it all away and washed off his brush and all that. But he was laying there in bed now. And he just thought, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. He said, this is just really too much trouble. Plus, my dad gets upset. I don't want that to happen anymore. I don't like that when my dad's upset. Just don't like it. I don't want to do that anymore. In fact, I'm not going to do it anymore. So, from that day forward, he cleaned up his act. He was not going to do those silly things anymore. He was just going to be like he was before, just an ordinary person doing ordinary things, and once in a while becoming creative, but not to make trouble. He did not want to make trouble anymore. It wasn't worth it. It just was not worth it. I'm not going to do it anymore, he said. I'm not going to get in trouble anymore. I'm just going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good guy, he said. And he just laid there thinking, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be a good guy. And he fell asleep just talking to himself. I'm going to be a good guy. 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 I'm going to be